Hello, and welcome to a special edition of Under the Dome. I'm Jason Pisha, the managing editor of the State Journal Register, and I'm here with our political writer, Bernard Schoenberg. As I said, we have a special episode of the Dome today to go over Bernie's election predictions. The election is Tuesday, March 20th, and every year as part of, or actually every election cycle as part of Bernie's job as political writer, he gives us his thoughts on who he expects to win based on his observations of the race. And Bernie, if you could explain sort of the distinction between your predictions here and endorsements that you may see coming out elsewhere.
Obviously, I write the column a couple times a week, plus I write many political stories. I try to be fair in those. So I do not endorse. In fact, I don't even vote in primaries because in Illinois, you still have to take a ballot for one party or the other. And I, in this job for the last quarter century, I don't want to be identified with either party because I want to be fair to everybody and try to leave no question about that. The newspaper on its editorial page makes opinions about bills and about candidates and does endorsements. That is the editorial board. I am not on the editorial board, but in the role of columnist, and it predates my having the column, we do try to predict. Politics in Springfield and surrounding areas is a matter of great interest to a lot of people for, you know, it's far beyond sport. It's also livelihood and kind of civic duty because so many people work for state and local government or are affected. Everybody's affected by them. So I make predictions. They are based, as you say, on just what I see of any polling or in talking to people of who I think will win. And it's an exercise in that it is not endorsement. It's not saying who you should vote for. It's saying who I think will win.
All right. Well, now that we got that out of the way, let's jump right in. One of the key races, obviously, is for Illinois governor. The incumbent, Governor Bruce Rauner, is running against State Rep Jeannie Ives. It's been a spirited race, at least on the ad front. They haven't had any one-on-one confrontations other than that Tribune endorsement.
Yeah, the editorial
session
board at the Tribune when they were both there together.
Right. So what's your thought?
My thought is, and as I wrote in the column that's appearing in Sunday's paper and should be online, a year ago it would have seemed ludicrous for a strong Republican challenge to emerge to Governor Rauner, but Jeannie Ives, fueled in part by a lot of conservative thought that Governor Rauner made some bad steps, has emerged as a challenger. And so a combination of factors of, you know, difficult times in Illinois and anger on the conservative side over things such as the governor signing House Bill 40, which expanded abortion rights to public paid abortions for Medicaid recipients, are the kinds of things that Jeannie Ives is running on. You put that in combination with just problems that have arisen in the state, including Legionnaire's disease at the Quincy Veterans Home. And, you know, looking back on the budget impasse, it's just funny because Democrats have complained about Governor Rauner in this, but now a Republican is as well. So I think she has amassed a pretty good base of support. But I do think that the Republican organization and Governor Rauner's argument that Jeannie Ives is probably too conservative for Illinois as a whole, which is a blue state, to elect in the fall, she would argue against that. But I think that's a pretty good argument for Rauner, will carry him over the top.
All right. And on the Democrat side, lots of money being thrown around, lots of ads, lots of debates.
A lot of money. In fact, I believe it's record-breaking. I mean, J.B. Pritzker has spent more than last count that I recall, unless there's been another money dump, $63 million in this primary. It's funny because Bruce Rauner brought a whole new level of spending to Illinois races, and he is worth somewhere between $500 million and $1 billion. He once told me it's close to $1 billion, but it depended on how the market was doing. J.B. Pritzker, according to Forbes, is worth $3.5 billion, and he has been spending a lot of his own money for, I think it's about a year, a lot of advertising, traveling the state, made a lot of contacts downstate, got organizational support from the AFL-CIO, people like State Senator Andy Menauer in the Macoupin County area and represents part of Springfield is for him. So on the other hand, you have Chris Kennedy, who has threatened to run for things in the past and is finally running. He lives in Kenilworth. He's RFK's son. He develops buildings downtown Chicago, has a food charity situation set up in Chicago. But he's been somewhat awkward on the campaign trail. And Daniel Biss is the other candidate, who is a state senator from Evanston, says he's the middle-class candidate, but has had to fend off the argument that he was the sponsor of pension legislation a few years ago that would have reduced some benefits to try to make the pension system solvent over time. It was thrown out by the Supreme Court. Biss says he now sees that was the wrong choice to make, but in a Democratic primary where you're talking about state workers and union workers a lot, that's been something that he has had to bear. I think Pritzker, his spending has not only been in a lot of advertising, it has also been an organization with it's at least 15 offices around the state, including one in Springfield. He's had some bad publicity. There were the Chicago Tribune found some previously sealed tapes of he, Pritzker, talking in 2008 to Rod Blagojevich, who was governor, about what Pritzker might get appointed to or which African-American politician would be the best to possibly fill Barack Obama's seat in the U.S. Senate. That sounded real bad. Pritzker has apologized, but even Governor Rauner has spent a lot of money advertising against him. So it's knocked Pritzker's numbers down, but because of his early and often spending and traveling and organization, I think he comes away with this victory as well.
All right. So Rauner versus Pritzker in the general election, that is going to be a whole lot of money being spent.
If that's the way it happens, and all of these things, the presidential election of 2016 showed all of us that predictions may mean nothing.
Moving on to the Attorney General's race, which is a wide open race, thanks to Lisa Madigan announcing she is not running for re-election to that office. We have two candidates running on the Republican side.
Yeah, we've got Erica Harold, who is Harvard Law School grad, Miss America 2003, working attorney in Urbana, basically recruited by people, including Governor Rauner, who says she's great. She's had a bump in the road or two, but Gary Grasso, who is a former mayor of Burr Ridge and is on the DuPage County Board, got in the race late, talked about all of the lifelong of courtroom experience that he has versus her. But I think Erica Harold comes away with this one. She seems to be the choice of organizational Republicans across the state and would be an interesting candidate to take on whoever the Democrat is.
And speaking of the Democrats, a very crowded field over there.
It will almost take a whole radio show just to name them, but let me go over that quickly. Pat Quinn, former governor, Renato Mariotti, who goes on MSNBC a lot as just a talking head, mostly saying bad things about President Trump. Scott Drury, a state representative from Highwood, north of Chicago, who's done a pretty good job of an ad campaign saying he's anti-Mike Madigan. So similar to Kennedy in the governor's race, who's been very critical of his own party, Scott Drury is doing that same thing and says he's the only Democratic state rep who's ever voted in recent years against Mike Madigan for speaker. But I don't know what other giant base he has. He's had some pretty good ads. Nancy Rotering is the mayor of Highland Park. I think, an assault weapons ban for her city. Kwame Raoul has a lot of organizational support, including Cook County Democrats, AFL-CIO. He is a state senator. He has done a lot with prison reform kind of issues, criminal justice reform. On the other hand, he's also taken money from various interests, including tobacco, so he gets bashed by the other candidates for that. Jesse Ruiz used to be head of the State Board of Education, and now he's head of the Chicago Park Board. He's a lawyer in Chicago. Sharon Fairley, very impressive. She was running an oversight board for the police department in Chicago, left that job to run statewide. And Aaron Goldstein, who specializes in criminal defense and was actually appointed to help defend Rod Blagojevich. A lot of names. My prediction, and it's because there are so many names and so many people just don't pay attention and these people don't have enough money to get well-known. Pat Quinn is known by everybody because he was governor and state treasurer before that and lieutenant governor. I think he ekes this one out because all you're going to need is a plurality, whoever gets the most votes, becomes the nominee, I think that will be Quinn. Raul has a chance because of the organizational support. You know, Fairley's gotten a lot of newspaper endorsements. I'm not sure where the voters will go, but I'm thinking it's Quinn.
All right. Moving down the ticket a bit to the U.S. House. We have two congressional districts that are in Springfield. One of them is the 13th Congressional District. That seat is held now by Rodney Davis, a Republican out of Taylorville. And there are five Democrats seeking the nomination to run against him in November.
There are indeed, and it's been a pretty spirited race, although it's different from the past. There used to be these candidates would have press conferences all the time. Now I think there's less proclivity to do that because everybody records what everybody says, and then it ends up on negative ads from the other side. Anyway, a lot of them have been advertising, and a lot of them have been meeting people. So David Gill has run a few times. He's a doctor from Bloomington. He almost beat Rodney Davis in 2012. He had run a few times in a different district before redistricting, and then he tried to run as an independent and didn't quite make it to the ballot a couple years ago. He's on the ballot. John Ebel teaches religion at the University of Illinois, first-time candidate, impressive speaker, wants to register guns, very Democratic, very anti-Trump, as most of these folks are. Eric Jones moved back from the D.C. area within the last year. With his young family, said that he always intended to do that so his kids could go to school here. Lives in Edwardsville, grew up in Centralia, has worked on congressional committees and for a law firm out in D.C. area, but also worked for Attorney General Lisa Madigan here. Claims that he knows how to hit the ground running with taking on interests like a member of Congress would do. Angel Sides of Springfield is a community activist, got in the race late, not really spending any money that we know of. Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan is the person I think will come out on top of this. She is from Springfield, very well-known name. She's worked as a fundraiser for the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, also for Senator Durbin. And it may be a year where women candidates do very well on the Democratic side with all of kind of the anti-Trumpism. She has talked about Trump a lot in her ads. And obviously she and her family, one of her sons had a bad illness a few years ago. So she talks about health care a lot. Her son survived and got better, which was great. I think she also got endorsed by Emily's List, which is a national organization that promotes pro-choice Democratic women. That's the kind of thing that could help in a year like this. So I just think that'll put her over the top. But again, Gill is well known. Ebel's had some good ads, and Jones has a good resume. So that's a tough one to call.
And then moving on to the 18th Congressional District, which also takes in part of Springfield. That seat is held now by U.S. Rep. Darren LaHood, a Republican from Peoria. He does have a challenger in this primary, although I think it's safe to say.
Yeah, his challenger is Donald Ray Reince, who ran once before and got single digits of support. So I think Darren LaHood, he's the son of Ray LaHood, who was a congressman and then U.S. Secretary of Transportation. Darren LaHood was in the state legislature before he went to Congress in a special election following Aaron Schock leaving. So he's a shoe-in, I think. Sorry, Mr. Reince, for getting the Republican nomination on Tuesday. On the Democratic side, we have Brian Dieters, who's been living mostly overseas for a few years, but has been a soccer coach, I think at Quincy area or in maybe Morton, and is back in the district and working as a Democrat. Daryl Miller lives by Danvers, and he has been a candidate before. Junius Rodriguez is a teacher at Eureka College, and he ran a couple years ago against Darren LaHood. Got, I think it was just under 30%. Well-spoken guy. Dieters has come on reasonably strong with some good presence on social media. Rodriguez has tried to do that as well. I am guessing, partly because Dieters has, not been in country because of his wife's job that he followed to Europe for a while. I think Rodriguez, because he's known from a couple years ago, will probably eke this one out and get another crack in the fall at Darren LaHood in what could be a very interesting year, given that it's midterm, first two years of Donald Trump's time in the presidency. It could be a big year for Democrats. The 18th Congressional District, however, is considered a very, very strong Republican district, so it will be a challenge for any of these Democrats who go forward, but I think that will be Mr. Rodriguez.
All right. Well, that was Bernie Schoenberg, our political writer of the State Journal Register, providing his predictions on how things are going to turn out on Tuesday. Election day is Tuesday, March 20th. Polls are open from 6 in the morning till 7 at night. So go out and vote, whether you agree with Bernie or not. On his,
as predictions.
As his predictions,
and,
not as endorsements.
Not endorsements.
We'll be back here next week for another episode of Under the Dome to talk about how everything turned out. And until then, thanks for listening.